We promised Taylor Hall, and we have him. Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing terrific. You must be very excited watching the junior team that you played with and won with twice, having an opportunity to win another one.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, you'd like to see your old team do well wherever they are, and especially on a big stage like that. So it's been a good weekend so far watching the games, and I'm going to head down there this afternoon, and hopefully we can see another win on Sunday.
Well, wait, though. Oh, Taylor, you're super – I feel like you're superstitious, if my memory serves me. So they've won all three games with you not being in Windsor. Shouldn't – are you still – you're still going to go?
Yeah, I'll take my chances. I don't think I want to miss this one.
We had Henrique on the show yesterday. He gave very, very little away about your season in New Jersey with him. I'm sure it's great for you guys to be teammates again, and you went through so much in junior. But we talked about the difference of the two Memorial Cups for you guys, and what a stark contrast, right? You start the tournament 0-2 and have to claw out of that in Rimouski. And yet you had one of the most dominant Memorial Cups that any team has ever had or ever could have the next season.
Yeah, they were different. You know, I think the first one really taught us a lot about ourselves and in the group of guys that we had in Windsor. And I think that kind of propelled us in the next season as well. And, you know, the following playoffs, we actually had a lot of adversity as well. We went down 3-0 to Kitchener and ended up winning in game 7. So, you know, both years we had to really come back and show some character. And I think that's what junior hockey's, you know, all about is kind of finding out what kind of player and person you are. And, you know, those are some of the most fun times of my life right there.
Obviously it's been one crazy year for you going from Edmonton to New Jersey and then watching Edmonton make the playoffs and your team not. How difficult was it to watch the Oilers in the playoffs? And come on, be honest. Did you want them to lose?
I wouldn't say I wanted them to lose, but, you know, it was nice to finally see, you know, them maybe get eliminated. You know, it's a tough thing to describe to people. I think there's been enough time that's passed since the trade has happened that, you know, you finally just kind of, it is what it is now, and I'm a Devil, and I'm excited to see what we can do next season. So, you know, my focus these days and this summer is just becoming the best player that I can be and show up to Cam next year and help my team however I can. And I'm excited that that's in New Jersey.
Yeah, there's some breaks you got to get, right? Like, we all watch Joe Thornton. You would have watched him as a little kid. I'm watching him as a teenager, and it's remarkable, as great a player as he is, the lock Hall of Famer, that it takes till age 36 to get to a Stanley Cup final. You got to get breaks. You got to get bounces. You watch all the other sports, so there's great quarterbacks that can't get to a Super Bowl. Look at Mike Trout can't get to a World Series. You have to have some bounces in your way, and you got a lot of road ahead of you. You got two-thirds, three-quarters of your career left to get those bounces.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the way I look at it. And, you know, I had a very successful junior hockey career, and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, there's still, like you said, there's still a lot of road ahead of me. And, you know, I think that there's guys in the league that, you know, sometimes they make it right away. They make it to the finals or win a cup right away earlier in their career, and they don't get a taste of it for a long time. So it goes both ways. And like I said, I'm excited for what we have in New Jersey and the player that I can keep becoming and keep improving on.
Well, what did you think of the draft lottery? I mean, you're watching it and everything comes up roses.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised, but, you know, I'm pretty familiar with number one overall picks. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a great thing for our team and our organization. You know, it was a weird draft lottery, though, with the odds stacked the way they were and then how it all played out. You know, it's almost too bad that in Edmonton we tanked all those years and we got first overall picks. We kind of ruined it for everyone else that's doing the same thing. So, you know, it's great that we got it, and you know, we're all excited for what kind of player we can get.
That's the one thing I'd wonder. You were almost the start of a real, I mean, they drafted Jordan Eberle and actually made a really good pick a couple years earlier. But when you get there, Taylor, it's probably tough because you're putting up good numbers for a first-year player, good numbers for a second-year player, very good numbers for a second-year player. And you looked around and they're still trading veterans. And they're still, you know, that as much as the coaches are trying, as much as the players are trying, you know, upstairs they're thinking another top five. I mean, we all saw it with the Leafs last year. Who's kidding who? It's frustrating for a player to go out and give your all and know that the future's still far away, right?
Yeah, that was frustrating when, you know, in the dressing room and the coaches and our game plan is to try and win games. But, you know, sometimes the ultimate plan really isn't to do that at some points, you know, especially early in my career there. So, you know, I think that's hard on a young player. I don't think that I think the biggest thing for development in young players is seeing how to win games. And, you know, maybe that could have been done more in Edmonton early on, but I'm not really sure. It was a lot of fun to play there early in my career for sure, and the friendships that I made, and you know, I think that I learned a lot about myself, you know, just playing in that market and seeing what that all entails.
Taylor Hall is our guest on Brady and Price. He had 71 points in two playoff runs that led to two straight Memorial Cup wins for Windsor. Spitfires awaiting the winner of Erie St. John tomorrow night in Sunday's final in Windsor. Henrique, yesterday on the show, brought up Kovalchuk, and I find that interesting. You've not played with Ilya Kovalchuk, just against him. He played with him on a Stanley Cup final team the last time the Devils made the playoffs. Is this a little bit of something? Obviously, he brought it up to us, not us to him, so it's something players are sort of talking about, whether he'd play with you guys or whether at worst, I should say, you are able, the organization's able to trade him and bring a lot back in. So this could be an unbelievable boost to you guys, either getting him plus the number one pick or getting whatever he brings. That's on players' minds a bit, right?
Yeah, you know, from what I'm hearing, I'm not sure if he wants to be in New Jersey or not, but I think, you know, along with the number one overall pick, you know, either playing with Kovalchuk or getting an asset for him. And then this summer is just crazy with the expansion draft. So there's a lot of opportunity for our team for us to grow and acquire some skill and acquire some needs that we got to have. So that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I think Ray Shiro has a great plan and what we need to do and what we need to get in place here. And it's a really good summer to take care of that because, you know, we have a ton of cap space and, you know, a young team that looks pretty promising. So hopefully we can do that.
With Taylor Hall, New Jersey Devil, and as we've mentioned a few times, two-time Memorial Cup champion. Before we let you go, right, I mean, because Greg asked you, you're going there even though they've won without you. You're superstitious in any way? I mean, lucky hat, lucky shoes, different seat. I mean, you talk to a certain person. Anything that you think would help that you're superstitious or not?
No, to be honest, I'm not really that superstitious. You know, I've never sat in the WFCU Center and actually watched a game there. I've always been playing. So, you know, I think for all of us, there's a ton of us going, a ton of alumni that were on those two Memorial Cup teams, and we're all excited to get down there and root on the guys and hopefully they can do it. I think Windsor's, it was such a fun town to win in, and, there's so much history with the Memorial Cup that, it's just such a fun tournament to play in, so it's going to be a great weekend.
So people have said to me over 8 or 9 years, tell us a story about doing the 1 year when Taylor was 16 and Ryan Ellis was 16. I'm like, they didn't get their own seat for a good chunk of the year. Then they started scoring points, and then like a 19-year-old veteran who'd play like 7 minutes would maybe. Eventually, you guys got your own seat, and a bunch of different people sat with another person. I'm dying to ask about Ryan Ellis's beard. Like, you get to know him as a 16-year-old. You probably... Did you ever see him pulling that off? And he's done it all year. It's not even a playoff beard anymore. Did you ever see him doing that?
No, I didn't. I think he even had it last year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever cut it. You know, no, I didn't see him pull. You know, he always had just kind of short hair and was always clean shaven and was always a pretty quiet kid. You know, until you really, really got to know him, and then. But, you know, some guys, they grow into their personalities, and not only has he grown into his personality, but just as a hockey player, he dominates out there quite similar to how he played in junior. And it's something that I always knew would happen, just based on his skill level and playing with him in junior. But it's great to see him finally showing that to everyone, you know, in the world, how good of a defenseman he is and how important he is to that team there. So,
will you go full beard? Will you, if you make the Stanley Cup final, would you go that kind of beard, or would you just keep it more reasonable?
Can't have that responsible kind of beard. That's a Ryan beard.
That's right what there. I mean. Yeah. A Joe, like Brett Burns type
I think
beard.
I would just shave the night before the playoffs and roll with that. I think that's got to be too hard to maintain and probably pretty itchy before bed.
All those things.
All right. Best of luck. Enjoy the Memorial Cup and have a great season next year. Taylor Hall, thank you.
All right. Thank you.